Greetings, Idell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio features the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today is none other than Assistant Chief of Fire Prevention and PIO for the District 1, Jason Gobert. Jason, welcome. Glad you're here today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's been a long time since we talked and catch up with the fire department and what's going on. You guys are always on the cutting edge of fun and safety for our community. Community awareness and safety for the community, not only in fires, but just in prevention and things like that. So glad to talk to you again and see what's going on with the fire department.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me. It has been a long time. So we're about halfway through the year, and of course it has been a very busy year for us. As it seems, this community keeps growing, so does this fire department and the things that we do. So today I just wanted to come and talk to you about, you know, some of the things we've done recently and some of the things that we're going to be doing going forward. First of all, I'd like to go ahead and address our new headquarters and station, which is
right
down the street from your...
Been driving by it for about a year and a half, and I'm anxious to get an update. So
yeah, so unfortunately, you know, we were supposed to be in that building July 21st of last year, but due to some subpar and untimely work, we had to fire the contractor who was building those two buildings for us. You know, we're bound by public bid law, unfortunately, so we don't get to go out and just choose who we want to do things. Basically, if you meet the qualifications and you're the lowest bidder, you get the job, and that was the case, and unfortunately, it just wasn't a good situation. So we fired the contractor last year. Of course, that got caught in litigation, and the 22nd Judicial ruled in favor of the fire district.
Great.
And then the contractor's bond company ultimately hired another contractor to finish the job, and that's what's going on right now. I know you've seen action going on there for quite some time now. They've had to redo a lot of things over there and make a lot of things right, but we're getting really, really close, and we're looking forward to probably being in both of those buildings next month. So awesome. We're really close, and we're really excited.
Well, when I saw the sod going in front and the plants going in, I figured, well, they're coming home soon.
We are, and again, we're real excited. It's going to be a state-of-the-art headquarters. It's going to be our forever home, and it's going to be a state-of-the-art fire station compared to the one down the street that they've occupied for many, many years.
Well, looking forward to it happening. Looking forward to visiting with you over there and checking it all out and see how it has come together.
Absolutely. And once we get in there and get settled, we'll have an official grand opening, and I'll put a press release out, and we'll invite the media as well as all the public to come on out and see what we've done.
I'm sure we'll be pleased to do a PSA and get to help you get the public out for the event.
Thank you. So let me tell you, now that we got that out the way, let me tell you some things we've done in the past. So we just wrapped up our Fit as a Firefighter summer camp. That's a summer camp that we partner with SMH. This year was the 13th year that we've done it. This year was the biggest year yet. We had 131 campers come through. That's always a week-long camp, and it's done out at our training academy. And it basically is a summer camp that teaches kids about nutrition, health, and just overall good life choices in general. And it's a whole week of fun. These kids, they get to see helicopters land. They get to see canine dogs in action. They get to interact with firefighters. They get taught about nutrition. They do physical exercise every day. This year, the New Orleans Pelicans came and participated. Sometimes it's the New Orleans Saints. It's just a week-long of fun, entertainment, but most of all, good life lessons. And again, this is the biggest year yet. It keeps growing every year. So, you know, if your kids missed out this year, look for it. We always send reminders out on our social media sites as well as press release, and get them signed up next summer. It's always the first week of June.
Well, great. Sounds like it was a great week and good for the community, good for kids, builds good community relations, but also it just makes Slidell one more thing that makes Slidell a better place to live.
Absolutely. It's a really exciting time. And you see these kids who start out in this camp get a couple first-timers each year, but majority of these kids are repeats. They keep coming back, and you'd be surprised how many come back year after year after year till they become counselors.
That's
so
awesome.
It's a really good program for both us, Slidell Memorial, and the community. So as you know, every month we do a public campaign. I usually send press releases on that, and I also put it on our social media sites. And I just want to let everybody know that our next public campaign is going to be a rapid and open water diving campaign. That's going to be on July the 28th from 10 to 12. This year, we're doing it at the Boys and Girls Club in their swimming pool. That is something we would normally do in the canal behind Fire Station and E. Niles. Because of the recent algae blooms due to the spillway being open, we don't want to put our personnel in the water unless we absolutely have to for an emergency, of course. But we don't want to put them in the water this year, so we're doing it in a swimming pool setting. We work hand-in-hand with the Boys and Girls Club. We do a lot of community work with them, and they were gracious enough to let us borrow their pool. So, again, that's going to be a rapid and open water diver demonstration. So, again, just showcasing one of the many talents and skills that our fire department's capable of. All right, so that's going to be on July 28th from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock at the Slidell Boys and Girls Club, 705 Dewey Drive, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. We invite all of the public to come on out and watch their fire department showcase, again, more of the rescue skills that they're capable of. And we'll also have fire trucks there. We'll be showcasing equipment, and we'll have firemen, of course, to interact with. It'll be a good time.
Well, great. So that's Saturday, July 28th at the Boys and Girls Club. Where's Dewey Drive exactly?
So if you're familiar with Possum Hollow Park in Slidell, it's right around the corner from Possum Hollow Park.
Okay, that brings it down for me. Good. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason. So that sounds like enough. That's got to be all that's going on, right?
Absolutely not. So, again, we do public campaigns every month because we want to show the public what we're capable of with their fire department, their internationally accredited fire department, and Class 2 fire department is capable of. So every month we try and do something to show the public, and we invite them. So after that, starting in September, September 4th, will be our fifth annual, as we call it, All Hazards 1001 Citizens Academy. We invite anybody to join. It starts on a Wednesday, and then it runs Wednesday, September 4th, and it runs four consecutive Wednesday evenings after that. So it starts September 4th at 6 p.m., and the sessions usually run about 3 hours, so about 6 to about 9 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
So it starts on the 4th, and then it's going to run, again, four consecutive Wednesdays, September 11th, September 18th, September 25th.
Okay.
And then the whole program culminates the Saturday after, which is the 28th, September 28th. And what that's going to be is about a half a day of actual live training evolutions that the participants are going to get to participate in.
Oh my. Yeah. So we get to do stuff.
Absolutely. So what you can expect to learn in the classroom sessions, first night's going to be dinner, and it's going to be sponsored by our Firefighters Association, Slidell Firefighters Association, and it's kind of a welcome and an introduction. And then they also do an introduction to fire department operations and administrative overview. So basically, that night, you're going to start to learn about the operations of the fire department and the administrative part. And then the next time you come in, it's generally going to be two more divisions. So we're going to teach you all about our communications division, and we may teach you about our training and safety division. And then that night, we would probably go ahead and fit the participants for gear, because on that last day, when you're participating in those evolutions, you're gonna be in turnout gear just like firefighters.
I get to wear a fireman's outfit. Do I get a hat?
You pretty much get to be a fireman for a day.
No.
Absolutely.
So this is three Wednesdays, finishing up with a Saturday?
Start counting the first night. It's four Wednesdays in total.
Four Wednesdays plus a Saturday.
Plus a Saturday. So then some other things you can expect to learn about would be accreditation and see the process that it took for us to become internationally accredited and everything we have to do to maintain that. And then, of course, you would hear from the Fire Prevention Division as well. The goal for this program is to take the average citizen and teach them about every aspect of this fire department so that they have a better understanding of just how much it takes to run a fire department. And then we try and bring it home on that Saturday, the last day, so everybody can see what it feels like to truly be a firefighter.
Wow.
And just how rigorous of a profession this can be at times.
Well, awesome. Well, looking forward to joining. I've already signed up.
Nice.
And want to be a part of the whole thing, and hopefully I can participate in the whole thing. But what I can't participate, I certainly can watch and enjoy.
So. Absolutely, and that's we've done that in the past. You know, we encourage everybody to be able to participate, but obviously if you can't, we understand. And we do medical checks, and we check, you know, blood pressures and heart rates and all that on that final day, because we certainly are about safety, and we don't want to put anybody in a position where they're going to get hurt or get sick. But some of the things that those participants can expect to face on that final day would be actually going into our burn tower and seeing some live fire, maybe fighting a little bit of live fire.
Come on now.
We do a vehicle extrication demonstration, as well as a confined space maze where you get to crawl around with all that gear on and see what it's like to be in tight spaces.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. We also usually extend the ladder out, the aerial, and you get to climb the aerial to the top of our training tower and come down.
Oh, my gosh. How high is that?
It's
more than 12 feet?
It's definitely more than 12 feet.
You'll
get a good view of Slidell is all I'm going to say. You know, and we wrap it all up the end of that day with an award ceremony, and all of the participants are given a shield to remember their time. And everybody who's done it in the past really loved it. We encourage everybody to sign up. I think we can take up to 20 people. I think last year we had 14. We would love to have 20 every year. If you're interested in signing up, you can call our headquarters at 985-649-3665 and just let them know that you want to sign up for this year's Citizens Academy, and we can go ahead and put you down for that. And again, it starts September 4th.
September 4th with a welcoming dinner.
Yes.
And every aspect of firefighting administration, as well as the actual firefighting, is going to be understood by the time we finish on September the 28th.
Right. So that's the next biggest thing we have coming up. And then
that's a pretty large thing.
It's a great thing. And other fire districts have jumped on board and started doing this annually as well. And I know Slidell PD does a Citizens Academy every year. It's just really beneficial to the community when they have an understanding of just what it takes to run these emergency operations.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, we did the Slidell PD Academy, and my respect level for these men and women who service in the police department just went up astronomically when we really understood the things they do, but also the constraints that were on them that wouldn't necessarily be on average citizens. So I'm sure we'll see some of the same things and understand some of the same things with District 1 Fire Department.
Absolutely. And, you know, from a tax standpoint, when you look at your taxes, we all pay taxes, and you think, you know, why am I paying so much money? Well, you get a real good understanding of just how much money it takes to run this Class 2 internationally accredited fire department. So you just get a real good understanding of the whole process.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. This is a little bit digression from what was on the agenda, but tell me a little bit about this Class 2. That is one of the most internationally recognized Class 2 fire department, and Slidell is amazing.
The internationally accredited is a whole different thing. We went through an accreditation process years ago, and this year is the year we're up for reaccreditation. At one time, we were the only department in this state to be internationally accredited. If I'm not mistaken, District 4 Mandeville is currently going through that process to become internationally accredited. The fire department on the Belchase Air Base in Belchase, I think they are, but they're a government agency.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Not a public fire department. And it takes a lot. It took years for us to go through that. And it takes a lot of data, research, effort to stay accredited. It's not something you get once and that's the end of it. You have to keep reapplying every so many years. And we're going through that process now. Now, the Class 2, that's through PIAL. That's the Property Insurance Association of Louisiana. They look at all aspects of our fire department and they give us a rating. 10 being the worst rating you could be, 1 being the best rating you could be. And at the last rating, when I came on this fire department, we were a 3 and a 4. Certain areas of Slidell were a 3, certain areas were a 4.
Okay.
We worked real hard to become a 3 across the board. Once we became a 3 across the board, Chief Kaufman set a goal that at the next rating, he wanted to be a 2. and we jumped through a lot of hoops and made a lot of things happen to become a Class 2 fire department, which we currently are. We'll probably end there, because to become a Class 1, for what we would have to do, it would just be a little out of reach. But Class 2 is still, it's amazing. And basically, at the end of the day, what it does is saves insurance premiums to the taxpayers. The better class your fire department is, the more you save on your insurance premiums.
Well, that's on the administration side. But on the other side, to be better prepared, to have better equipment, better training, whether it affects my insurance rating or not, it's also going to protect my property.
Absolutely.
It's going to provide services that way beyond squirting water on a fire somewhere.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is it's all-around good administrative operations, absolutely. Because in order to achieve these things, such as accreditation or Class 2, you have to have the right equipment. You have to have the right training. You have to have the right amount of personnel. You have to bring enough water to the scene, even from a communication standpoint. So it all plays a part. Nobody just gave us those recognitions. We earned it. We earned it by being a good steward of the tax dollars that we receive, by doing the right thing with the money.
I'm so proud of our District 1.
Thank you.
All that you've accomplished. I know Chief Kaufman has been the leader.
Absolutely.
And wanting it to be as good as it can be. But, you know, he can't do it by himself.
No, he has good people in place. We're a sought-after fire department. We're fortunate enough that when we get a few positions open, we get applicants from all around wanting to come here. They're usually trained. And we only take the best of the best, because Chief Kaufman's position is to be an above-average fire department, and he wants above-average firemen working for him.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm so excited about that, and thanks for taking the time to talk about something. We actually talked about this before, but it's good to be reminded of it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I look forward to the next time.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for making time for us. We certainly appreciate it. You guys, as I've just said a minute ago, are doing an awesome job. I'm so proud of what you do. I'm proud to tell people who live in other communities, this is what we have and this is what we enjoy. And between the fire department and, of course, our Slidell Police Department, following a similar path of accreditation and excellence, it's just a great place to live. It just adds to the quality here. We certainly appreciate the individual effort it takes to make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We also want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. Send a text, leave a message. We want to hear from you. Encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. You can also go to our website now, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can see the many things connected with the station, but also you can make tax-deductible donations to help support the station. We appreciate your support. Today's program has been hosted by myself, Bob Riles, and produced by Don Morales, your Grace Radio Voices team. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.